voicemail of Nick Slater, Director of Art. I am in the office today, but I'm either on another call or away from my desk. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you on my return. Thanks.
Steam railway not far from there. There's a Belfrand,
but
there's only two in the whole country.
I'm coming up to Loughborough today, and I wondered if you'd have the time to meet me.
Market.
I could come to the campus, so if you'd let me know where you want to meet me at what time, that'd be great.
Bells in
it,
old rectory. That's probably a better map, is it? See, they're all in the central area.
All right, so if I walk down this road.
Yeah, but there's number 7 bus takes you into the centre of town, but
yeah. But why do you not like Loughborough? Upstairs, yes. I mean, I'm a bit too small, but
it's clear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a terrific view. Where are you from? I'm in London.
But originally, I'm from Switzerland.
Oh, I was made in London. Yeah, Swiss country.
Well, I actually now live not far from there.
Oh. I know all the railway lines too. I was on the railway for over 20-something years. On the way down in London. Yeah, Swiss Cottage. Now, that's funny, isn't it, that right there? Yeah. I didn't mind working on the underground. I have to wait till the last train had gone through and switch all the power off, and then we'd go in then. And the rats, I lived in the country, I've seen big rats in farmyards, so you know,
No, I wouldn't mind.
It was nearly always a Saturday night shift when the last train had gone. How long have you been living there?
15 years.
15?
Yeah.
I've been
telling
you
that before. Really? A lot of people have asked me.
Hello, this is Nam Gunan, Mark 2 Sightseeing Remain. After the time, please do try to thank you.
Hi, John, this is Salome. I'm coming up to visit today. I'll be arriving at about 2. Would you have time to meet me at the station or maybe at Wheeler's coffee shop? Please get back to me. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Morning. When the bells go, can you be in here or is it too loud? Do you have to be outside the town?
Down here is not too loud. But I wouldn't like to be on the platform. Mm. Some people, you know, they think it's wonderful. But we get a lot of people, especially children, who say they're too loud. So in here, yes, it's okay. But better outside. Because you don't get the resonance of the building.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be very loud.
Yeah. Well, if you've got the man playing, his feet are rather heavy, and it sounds as if the floor's going through, because they play with the fist and the feet. They strike the clavier board with their feet, and they've also got with their fists. Here with the hands, and underneath they've got the pedals as well. When the girls play, it's not so bad.
Is it not as loud then?
It's not. They're just as loud, but it's the banging on the floor. Isn't as loud.
Yeah.
You don't think the floor's coming through? Are you local?
No, not at all. I'm just here for the day. Uh-huh. And so I went to the Bell Foundry and then they sent me here.
You've been to see Barrett, have you?
Yeah. But he said that you only ring the bells on a Thursday. And
Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah, so I missed the day, unfortunately.
They made all these bells.
Yeah, he said, yeah.
And each of the 42 bells has got an inscription.
Are you from Loughborough then?
No. I'm from Scotland.
I can't hear it.
Where are you from? No, I left there when I was 18 months old.
All right. But so you've lived here or you've lived most of the time?
No, I lived in Coventry.
There's another bell founder in London.
Whitechapel.
30 years.
I've been there once on a tour. I just presumed that you might have sort of a special relationship to the...
No, it's just that... I'm an old soldier, and that's the relationship. Mm. Once you're an old soldier, you've always got relationships with other old soldiers.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether it's Loughborough or Longford.
No,
not at
all.
Yeah. So you were in the Second World War?
Yeah.
Is it difficult then to sit here and kind of be reminded daily?
No, because generally you would remember the better days.
It sounds rusty.
The worst part of an old soldier's life. You remember when Bosnian War was on?
There's not very many Yugoslavia actual steel bells that hung for a full circle
and
ringing.
I used to get up 2 or 3 times a night and change their bed because it was really... It was all those memories coming back. Those are the worst parts. But when you're in a place like this now, you
are beautiful, just as objects.
You forget
that kind of thing,
and you think of the comradeship you had with with your other pals.
It's quite rough. Difficult for, I suppose, my generation to imagine a war. You know, a war here. But it's the lines, the number of lines.
That's just to get the right notes.
The lines, all these stupid films, like gruesome records,
especially American ones. They give you no truth about the war whatsoever.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine they wouldn't.
It's all, made up.
So if you make it, then you have to know where they have to be in order to get the light. I never have to.
I hope you never do.
Do it
by
you have to believe the truth.
It's hell.
And they're on a leg, isn't it?
Literally hell on earth.
If you take too much off, then that's, you know.
I finished up in hospital.
Somebody will order a bell and say, we want a tune.
Said it all, didn't
it? It's called Lumen. That's what I do think, though, when I see a war film. It's like, well, by the end of the day, you take the uniform off your people.
That's right.
I can imagine.
I always remember saying to Bernard, why did you join the army? It's just the same reason as you. You were called up, I was called up. And that was it, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not the ordinary man in the street. It's these politicians at the top.
Yeah, and they don't have to go.
They don't have to go.
Yeah.
No, I think when you were probably 18, 19, 20s, it sounds like fun. And when you get there, you find it's anything but fun. Mm.
Yeah.
There's a person here last week.
So it is open now, because somebody else said no.
Oh, yes, it's after Easter. Yes, it's open.
Half the time you were forced. It's the steam. Because you won't do anything. Keep nuts.
Great, thank you very much.
And the other half, you're scared.
You can find a number of
things. Anybody who said they weren't scared.
If you want to ask any questions,
just don't.
We're here, Dan.
Thank
you. Didn't show you were scared. But yes, you were.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah, so we kind of chickened out of the war a bit. I mean, I know both my grandfathers are police officer and the customs officer, so they both were involved.
Yes.
But obviously not, you know, frontline stuff.
Not an active service, as we used to call it.
Yeah. So it's a different... I think in Switzerland there's a different consciousness to the Second World War than in England, very much.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's entirely different in France.
Mm. Yeah, I think everybody has slightly their own... position and memory.
Their own nationalistic ideas of it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, and how they remember or want to remember their position.
You see, France was actually overrun by the Germans, so they had a different aspect of it. We were badly bombed by the Germans.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, I don't know, the Swiss thought they would be, I think.
Sorry?
The Swiss thought they would be overrun.
Yes. Except one man.
Yeah.
Who's the Churchill? Yeah. And you say, you look back and you think of the good times.
Yes, because you have to. Yeah. So if you think people who come to this tower, they all just remember the good things then.
I think we would.
I suppose it's better to remember the better bits.
Otherwise, we should be miserable.
Yeah, I suppose today, I don't know, if the Iraq soldiers get any therapy when they come back.
Well, does therapy do any good? That's my question.
Yeah, for some reason.
We didn't get any. Yet, most of us fairly sane. Yeah. You know, we just got on with the life after it all carried on. But that is the answer. I think a lot of this counselling probably makes it worse because it brings back, you know, what you call flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just for the boys.
Well, I'm glad I don't seem to have to go, and I hope we never have a war that near again.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that's on in Iraq now is horrific, but it's not war as we knew it. War as we knew it were two armies fighting each other, but that isn't. It's just people fighting people.
Mm. Yeah. Weird that.
It looks as if it's a case of I'll kill as many as I can before they kill me.
Yeah.
And once again, most of it is religion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that.
Thank you.